Dude, so are there any special drills that you guys are doing for the kick returners or punt returners or even running backs that are different than what you've done in the past?
No, one thing that we're doing, and I'm being redundant with it, is ball security. You'll see that drill a lot. We did those drills a lot throughout OTAs and throughout mini camps. We definitely did ball security, and I'm going to do that every day. I think it's very important. Some of those guys go and they get a little too relaxed. They forget to tuck the ball. They forget about the points of pressure when it comes to the football. So, you got to rehash that. And once again, you want to grab these young guys and just try to see what they retain from the OTAs and from the mini camp. And a lot of these, I tell you, these are some smart kids. These guys have been studying. And I think, as far as going from OTAs to the mini camps, I think it's been good because the turnover wasn't long and we're able to do the same things we did back at the Eagles facility. So I'm excited where we are. Of course, we're going to continue to get better every day. I got a high demand from these. I don't care if you're a rookie or a 12-year vet. I want the best out of you every play, and that's what I expect. That's what all the coaches expect, and that's what your teammates should expect. So, once again, we're looking to take the return game to another level. I think over the past couple of years, of course, we've been struggling a little bit, and that's all our fault. As coaches, we got to get better, and Bobby and I'll be the first to tell you that. So we've been working hard on just getting that part of it, our return game, back to the old days.
What's the feeling on using Deshaun as a punt returner? Is that you'd rather do it because you think he's the most explosive returner on the team, or you'd rather not do it to avoid injury? Does it depend on the situation like they did with Westbrook? What's the feeling on that?
I think Deshaun is one of the most explosive guys in the league. So you don't take a guy like that and excuse him totally. We're still going to bring him in, and we're going to, spare him throughout camp, but he's still going to work. That's his craft. That's something he's been doing well since Little League. He's electrifying, exciting. He's a guy that can make everybody miss on the field and outrun them. So you just don't say, hey, kid, go take a seat. And we have a good working relationship to where he'll understand what I want from him and what I need from him, from leadership to working on the field. So, no, he's not one of those guys who's just going to say, all right, you just go run routes. Here and there, we're going to, get him out there. Depends on ball placement, where the ball is. And, we're going to work along throughout the course of the year. We're going to work on that.
And then besides Deshaun, who are the people who are standing out most right now or in your head on the top of the depth chart in terms of kick return and punt return?
It's still early. Of course, we're rotating guys in and out. The depth chart is long, even now at that position, at the punt return position, and even at the kick return position. So right now, in a couple of days, I'll be able to give you more information. But as of right now, these guys are working hard. All of them are going to get an equal chance to go out and show their ability. And once again, you got to remember, we study film and we study college film, so we know all these guys are capable of going back there and making plays. We just got to make sure we put the guy back there that's going to make the most plays.